With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. At Baltimore Polytechnic High School, water gurgles through a series of bright orange 500-gallon tanks filled with fish. The fat, foot-long tilapia produce waste that flows in the water through suspended pots holding basil and cabbage sprouts. The plants help to filter the water and make it clean enough to recycle back into the fish tanks. This is aquaponics, a combination of aquaculture, or fish farming, and hydroponics, the cultivation of plants in water. A growing number of systems like this are being built around the world as a way to produce lots of food in a small space with none of the water pollution caused by conventional fish farms. Eddie Caceros is a 17-year-old junior from the Hamden neighborhood who helped to build the system.
Everything is self-sustaining. Everything gets filtered out. There's nothing that goes back into the environment that's bad.
What is most remarkable about this aquaponic system is that it was not constructed by environmental engineers, but by high school kids in their own free time after school.
I had never and never would have expected myself to be in here every day after school till 6 o'clock, just adding on to these tanks every day, running into problems, not giving up. That was one of the main things, is just we just never stopped trying. I can't tell you how many times that there was leaks in these tanks and people were discouraged and everybody just kind of had to pick it up and just keep moving. Everybody had to keep going. It's like a little family in here.
This fish farm is also unusual in that it is highly computerized. Here's Rob Friedman, a senior and one of the project's leaders.
Our specific aquaponics project is cool because we have each level that's important for an aquaponics lab monitored by microcomputers, and each one will measure the values that are important for an aquaponics lab, such as pH and temperature, and we graph that over time. And we have it set up so that our main computer can tell if the levels go out of the safe range, and it will alert us and someone can come in and save the fish.
Next to the four water tanks full of tilapia is a flat and wide water table with foam rafts floating in it and tiny containers holding basil and cabbage plants. Overhead are LED and solar vapor lamps that provide light for the plants. The students are comparing which type of light makes the vegetables grow faster. Jeff Reeser teaches environmental science at Poly. He said the school will soon install a renewable energy system to power these lights and others at the school.
Well, we're getting a solar panel put in our parking lot, which will actually power all of this. So the goal is zero carbon footprint for this whole system.
The benefit to promoting systems like this is that they reduce pressure on wild fish populations, which are being over-harvested in many waterways. Reeser talks about this in his class.
In AP Environmental, we talk about sustainability. We talk about how the world's oceans are going to be depleted if we keep taking and taking. So this will provide food and protein for a closed system. You don't have to go collect fish. You can raise your own fish in your own house.
And what will happen to these particular fish?
We're going to make fish tacos at the end of the year.
Sustainable tacos, food for the mind. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.